The following podcast contains strong language and topics that some listeners may find offensive. Basically, if you're easily offended, get lost, you wet wipe. Hello.
Hi.
And welcome to Not Worse Season 4.
Hi.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Molly. And welcome back.
Yes. Hello.
It's been a while. We're very sorry it's taken this long for us to record a new season. But life, man. Basically, Lauren's been really selfish and went and got engaged. And then so did a bunch of our other friends too. And basically, we're just at that age where everyone's getting married. So we've had a gazillion weddings and hen parties and things to do and normal work along with all of that. And basically, we've been busy bitches. So that's
it's
why
been
it's been a while.
The biggest gap, hasn't it?
It has.
Between seasons.
It has, yeah.
So
we've missed it.
We've missed you.
Yeah.
We've missed you all. So... welcome, to season 4.
Excited.
And we hope we've got lots in store for you.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I was going to say, actually. You're probably wondering why this episode is called Anything Goes. You're going, Lauren, Molly, hang on a minute. Anything Goes is always your last episode of the season.
Mm.
Well, we are putting to bed Anything Goes. This is our last ever.
It's been a difficult decision to make.
It's been a very hard decision. We've spoken to the team, which is me and Molly. And we have decided that it is time to put Anything Goes to bed.
Which is why it's Anything Going, Going, Gone.
Yeah, because we ran out of names for the episode.
Basically, yeah. And we're going to be more positive as well, we've said as well, haven't
we? Said we're going to be more positive, but we will, you know, you'll figure that out.
There's a new feature coming, that's all we'll say.
Yeah, there's a new feature. Yeah, we're not going to say much more than that. But we are going to be keeping the spirit of Anything Goes alive in the over the next few episodes.
Absolutely.
So at the end of each episode, we are going to say an off-topic scenario.
Yeah.
So rather than having a full episode of our random thoughts that Molly and I have, you're going to get one every episode. And I think that's better in a way.
Yeah.
Because you're getting one random thing that Molly and I think about each episode rather than having to wait a whole season for the randomness.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's embrace it as a team, as a community.
Change is good.
Change is good.
It doesn't have to be bad.
Yeah. So we hope that you thoroughly enjoy the last full episode of Anything Goes.
Oh, this is sadder than I thought it would be.
It feels like we're ending the podcast.
Cope.
I know. It feels like this is the actual end. But it's the start. It's the beginning. It's new birth. It's
start
new life.
Something new.
Sorry. Feels so right to be here with you. Oh. It wouldn't be an episode if we didn't sing or mention friends. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Or forget to mention social media. But we'll leave that to the end of the episode. So I've spoken for quite a while now. So Molly, you can kick off season 4 with your Anything Goes scenario.
Okay. So my first one is there is no worse than trying something on in a change room and getting stuck in it.
Oh my God. Explain.
So sizings are dicks, aren't they, basically? No place has the same sizes anywhere.
Nope.
Some things are supposed to be slim fitting. You might think it suits you, you might not, whatever. There's a whole load of situations that we've talked about with to do with clothing shops and clothing. I don't think we've mentioned this before, and it's when you go into a changing room to try something on, it's a bit tight.
Yeah.
But you're like, nah, it's only a little bit tight. It's supposed to be fitted.
I'll keep going.
It'll be fine once it's on. Gets it on, realises, nah, nah, this is too small.
I am stuck.
Yeah. So you're like, right, best take it off then. You hear that noise, that stretchy noise.
Oh no.
And you're like, it's gonna rip if I carry on. Your arms are half above your head. Ooh, I've just banged my mic. Sorry. Your arms are half
above
your head.
She's giving you the full effect. It's four dimensional, guys.
It's over your face. You can't see because it's half off, half on. And you're like, shit. I'm on my own. What do I do? The only way I'm going to get out of this is by ripping it.
And then you've got
And then you look at the price tag. You're like, I ain't ripping this. And then you have to do the horrible walk or little call. Excuse me. Hello.
I'm trapped. But then half the time there's never anyone manning the work place. You know, what do you call them? Changing room.
I mean,
I forgot the name.
The workplace.
The workplace of clothes. What do you call those things?
But yeah, I mean, luckily for me, I've never actually had to ask for help. I have got stuck a couple of times and I've managed to wiggle myself free. But I bet there's people out there that have needed help to get out. It's the panic. It's the panic when
it's the
you're
panic.
Like, fuck.
Yeah.
I am trapped.
I'm stuck. I'm going to have to buy this now.
I'm going to have to wear it on my head forever.
I'm just going to have to wear it forever. I can't do anything about it. I remember once, it's kind of linked, but getting changed at yours once and I had this dress on.
Oh, yes, I remember and it, this.
And it had like, so it had button sleeves.
Yeah.
So like it was around my wrist and it was buttoned up and to sort of take it off, you had to unbutton the sleeve so you could get it off.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'd had a few drinks. I was twatted. I feel like that's how all our stories begin.
So this one time I was drunk.
Yeah, this one time when I was completely twatted. And I remember forgetting to do the buttons and I pulled the dress over me, over my head, and it was just hanging off the end of my arms. But because I was so drunk, I didn't know how to fix it. And I
there
just
There was
remember,
no way backwards
yeah,
either once
no,
you've
there
done
was
that.
No way back. So I was like, Molly! Molly! She just walks in, I'm there in like my bra and pants. Just
I'm like stuck!
With like a dress hanging off my arms. Like, I can't get out! So that, yeah, there's no worse than getting your clothes stuck on you, whether that's for being twatted reasons or because the sizings are shockingly awful.
To be fair, like, I think it's happened with my nephew before as well, because baby clothes can sometimes be a little bit awkward if the kid won't sit still to get on and off.
Yeah.
And the sheer panic when he's like, no, I'm in it, no, where's the light gone? What's happened? Oh, you're there, it's fine. You have to make it a game. You
yeah,
have to like
hide.
Where's he gone? Oh, where's he gone? Oh, there he is. Otherwise, he's like, ha!
I'm in the abyss.
The world went dark.
So stop being a DQ and get your nightgown on.
I know. Yeah, that's my first random
so,
note worse.
Not worse than getting stuck in clothes. Now, I don't have a good segue into my next one.
Just throw it out there.
I'm just going to throw it out there. There's no worse than ordering a takeaway for one. Let me tell you why. I don't know if you've done it before, but like when you order a takeaway for one and you've ordered like more than one amount of food, as in like more than one person amount,
yeah.
It's still for yourself. Have you ever like pretended that there's someone else in?
I'm going to be like, yes, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I've like just sat there. Like, what the fuck
I'm
who
like,
is she talking to?
Open the door and the delivery girl be like, I'm like, it's here, get yourself ready. Like there's no one in the house. But I don't like the delivery driver to think that it's just for me and judge me. So I always shout if Luke's not in and I've ordered. I always like shout up the stairs to make it seem like somebody else is in.
To be fair, like takeaways as well, they don't really help that situation because you have to order a certain amount for a delivery to
exactly.
be free. So it's
like,
worth buying the extra chips. It's
absolutely.
Worth buying the bigger
it's
pizza.
Always worth buying extra chips. I mean, so there's not worse than that's just my little one. There's not worse for ordering for one because you have to do this whole like fake like
talking to someone before you open the door, because you have to like pretend that it's like,
it's here.
Will you get the plates ready? And then you do open in the door. Yeah. Then you accept the delivery and you go, what was that? Yeah, I'm just accepting it. I'm just paying, or just, you know, and then the delivery driver doesn't assume that you're on your own. So then they leave and then, yeah, you just
pig out.
But yeah, pretending that there's more than just you in the house when you order. I want to know if anybody else has done that, actually. Is that like a normal thing, or is that just me?
If you're a delivery driver, are you judgy when, like, is there any delivery drivers listening? Are you judgy about like ordering the amount of food?
I know I would be.
I probably would be like, fucking fatty, look at all this.
Get staying there, so mad. But then in the same breath, I would also order that amount. So swings and roundabouts. So yeah, not worse than ordering takeaway for one.
For one.
And worrying about being judged about it.
Very good. I like that one. I'm literally like, I want you to record it next time you do this. So
oh my God, I will. I'll do a video of it.
And we'll put it on the Facebook or
pretend you're on the phone.
Instagram.
You pretend you're on the phone as
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, do that. Phone. Video it and I will, because I can't wait to see that. Yeah.
So, your next one.
Ooh,
let's go.
Okay, so my next one is, there is no worse than forgetting where you've parked.
Oh, God, yeah.
In a busy car park.
Literally, especially when it's like chucking it down.
And you look and a dick as well. Yeah. That's another thing, like looking for your car. It, like, I've done it like when I've remembered halfway across the other side of the car park. Oh, I'm just going to do this really weird U-turn.
Like, I'm just tying my shoelaces.
Right back the way. Now, I used to do it a lot. I used to work at Meadowhall, massive shopping centre, and there was a staff car park, but it was quite big. And because I was there every day, like, I'd go to the place I parked the day before looking for my car. The place, you know, I'd forget. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I'd be like,
so like,
I'm sure I parked here. And then the little panic where you think your car's been nicked.
Yeah.
Because it's like, obviously. I know I parked here. I am so sure I parked
so
here.
So it's worst case scenario.
And then after about 20 minutes of walking around, clicking your open and close buttons, looking for lights flashing on your car, you're like, oh no, I parked over here.
I love how it's always your brain goes to like worst case scenario.
It's been nicked.
I heard a story about somebody that went on a flight experience and went up with an instructor and they wanted to go over there. They wanted to like fly over their house so they could do some photos. And basically they, you know, they went over, went all around like the Peak District and stuff, and then went to the house to do some photos. And this guy's like looking out the window going, my car's been nicked. My car's been nicked. Panicking. So the instructor had to like fly this person back. And the guy went home. It must have been a second car, because obviously,
gonna say, it wasn't got driven to the airfield in that car.
Yeah, no, so it wasn't. It must have been like a second car. Turns out, when he got home, he like contacted the airfield, and it turns out that he was looking at the wrong house. So he was looking at his neighbour's house.
Easy mistakes. A lot of houses
there you
look
go.
Alike.
So not worse than forgetting where you've parked, even on your own drive.
To be fair, that's just linked me to another one that's like, I've just remembered. I've only done this once, but my mum said she did this loads of times. There's no worse than moving house, but not moving that far away, and then driving home to your old house and going, shit, I don't live here anymore. And then
that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, my mum and dad moved down the road, and they've done it a couple of times. I moved down the road.
Have they like parked on the drive and everything? Or
I've pulled up outside my mum and dad's old house
and gone.
Well, no, it was when my mum and dad lived there. My older brother lives there, and I would played basically confusing. We played a big game of musical houses, but when my mum and dad still lived there, but I'd moved out after going to work. I'd pulled up outside, turned my keys and everything, turned the car off, and went, fuck, I don't live here.
Walking in the door like, oh, yeah.
What are you doing here? Fuck, what am I doing here? No, I've literally, like, I did. I took the keys out and then looked at, and then went, fuck, I don't live here. Like, and, you know, drove back down the road.
You do go into, like, autopilot, don't you?
Especially if you live in a, like, small village and you've not moved far away. Like, my mum said that she did exactly the same thing when she moved out of her parents' house. She moved, like, just so far up the road and pulled up on the drive and then went, Oh no. Oh, shit. I moved. And she did this like a couple of times. She said it weren't just once, and it was like months after she'd moved. It weren't even just like a few days after.
See, so it's just autopilot. The you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
I know. You're just going to have to. Yeah, you it's go. Just your brain deal takes like a long time to adjust to where you now live. You don't live there now.
I nearly did it the other night. Well, something similar the other night, but I'd picked up, we'd gone out for a meal, some people from work, and I'd picked up one of my work colleagues because she lives like on the way, and then on the way home she's in the car with me, so I knew she obviously she was there, and I was like about to drive home and she was like can you take me home please.
Yeah.
You're coming home with me.
But she was like, am I being kidnapped? Yeah. Fucking hell.
Been watching too much Dharma.
I know, I'm like, fuck. I can't unlock the door, Lauren.
But like, I just got into autopilot, even though she was in the car and I knew I had to take her home, I just got into autopilot of like driving home.
Yeah.
So
I did it the other day with the dog in the car. So I normally drop my dog off at my mum's around the corner and then go to work because we don't like to leave her for too long on her own. And yeah, this one particular day I got like halfway to work and then I looked down and she's there staring at me from passenger seat like,
hiya, can we go walking?
Making this weird noise. And yeah, and I'm like, fuck, you're still here. I had to like turn around and go back. And then I was panicking, I was going to be late then.
Yeah.
I wasn't luckily, but I was like, I forgot to drop her off. Yeah.
So not worse than
just forgetting shit when you drive.
Just having a shit memory, which I've got a shit memory to be fair. But I've not got, again, this is what I like about Anything Goes. I don't have a good segue into the next one.
Let's go for it.
We just go with what's on his mind.
Yeah.
And we just say it as it is.
Yep.
So my pet hate, my not worse, is, and this is like one, if I had a top 10, that's an idea for an episode as well. Molly and Lauren's top 10 not worse.
Yeah, that's a good
of just life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, we're just like organising.
All an idea. Yeah.
So one of my worst ones is, and I'm if you do this, just, I don't want you in my life. not worse than the people that are like, I've read the books, so therefore I'm instantly better than everyone who says they've only watched the film and like, and it riles me because it's like, why can't people just enjoy? I get where they're coming from and I get the people that say the books are better. I've read the books.
There's a lot of occasions where they are, yes.
You should read the books. I get those people that are just saying the books are better. Like you should read them if you've got time.
Yeah, but you'd enjoy it.
You'd enjoy it. If you like the film, you'll like the books.
Yeah.
Like that's an okay statement. So if you're one of those people, that's fine. It's the people that make you feel bad and the people that like look down on you. And
you're not
like,
a real fan.
Yeah, well, you're not a real fan because I've read all the books, you know. Fuck off. Literally, just fuck off. Like no one wants to. That's why you're Billy. That's why you've got your nose stuck in a book all the time, because no one wants to be a fucking friend. All right.
And,
that was harsh.
Calm down. She's steaming at the ears.
This is hold my gold. Hold my back. I'm ready to go. This is why it's in my top 10, because it really riles me up. It's just like, people annoy me that like try and make other people feel stupid for like not liking something that they're into. It's like going, it's like me going like, oh, you don't know that word in Spanish. Everybody knows that word in Spanish. Fuck off. Like, piss off. Like, it riles me up. No end. And
see, I don't want to say I'm guilty of doing that, because I'm not. Like, I don't put it the way you've put it. I think people that do put it like that make you feel that way are dicks, and I think you're completely right. However, I'm a massive Harry Potter fan, and when someone loves the films, fantastic. If they haven't read the books, I'll say, oh, have you read books? And if they say no, I tried, but I'm not much of a reader or whatever. I'll go, oh, yeah, I love him. Yeah, I love him.
But you're that.
I don't judge. In my brain, I'm a little bit more like, in my brain, though, there is a tiny voice going, I'm the bigger fan. But I won't voice it.
But that's
I won't ever play on it or anything like that. But there is a little voice in my head that's like,
internally,
I'm better than you. Yeah. Not I'm better than you, but I'm just a bigger fan than you.
Yeah. I also just, if it comes out, I just smack my microphone by accident. But this is because this topic gets me so fired.
No, I think, like, with you, I know you've said this before about Lord of the Rings, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I fucking love Lord of the Rings.
I think there should be an exception as well, like, when the book is fucking hard to read.
Yeah.
Because I've tried reading Lord of the Rings. I ain't got very far through. I've got, like, so many chapters in, and then I put the bookmark in and I touched it for about 2 years because it's bloody hard, it yeah. is. So, like, I've read a lot. So yeah. even for somebody that reads a lot, it can be quite hard to get into. So I think that, like, yeah, certain things, there should be an exception for not reading the books.
Do you know what? Next time someone makes me feel bad for saying, and, like, in a snarky way, he says, oh, have you not read the books? I'm going to go, no, I'm dyslexic, I can't read. And make them feel really bad. I'm not dyslexic.
That's a really good idea. That's a really good idea.
You could be like, I can't read, actually. So now who's the twat?
I'm allergic to paper.
Yeah, I'm allergic to paper and I can't read. So
if I touch paper, I will die.
Paperitis, they call it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so
I have a phobia of paper cuts. I can't.
Oh, I wonder if, remember when we did Irrational Phobia episode? Yes, because there's a fear of money. We talked about it.
So there is a fear of paper in
so
some way, maybe,
I wonder
yeah.
if that's linked to, like, the paper thing.
Maybe.
We'll Google it.
Yeah, we'll find that
And
out.
We'll forget to tell you, but,
yeah,
you know. You can Google it yourself.
Yeah,
you
know, lazy bastards.
Yeah,
do it yourself.
Yeah, no, we're some fucking
let's
lazy
be honest,
people.
People don't come to us for actual facts. So
I think
they're
they
not
do,
coming
Molly.
Here to learn.
I think they have. I think we are quite, you know, wizards of knowledge.
Wizards of knowledge.
we have
put
said
that on my CV. My name is Molly. Sales assistant, podcaster, and wizard of knowledge. Going on my bio.
Oh,
that
is so good. I feel we often say, don't we, how thick we are. And it's like
I'm a wizard of knowledge.
I'm a wizard of knowledge. I'm a wizard. I'm a, like, yeah, wizard of, well, is wizard a knowledgeable, a wise person? Does it stem from, like, being wise?
I think so.
I think it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'll Google
you usually
that.
Associate, like, yeah, you associate wizards
with
wisdom.
Like, being a wise person, yeah. Anyway, totally off topic there. That was like, even though it's an off topic episode, it's like gone way off topic.
Yeah,
so,
we got carried away.
Yeah, but no worse than the people that look down on you for having not read the books, even though you enjoy
yeah.
the film or TV show
yeah,
or
yeah.
game or whatever it's based on.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So, yeah, what is your next one?
So I think we might have actually mentioned this before, but it is one that I'm going to mention again anyway. Even if we have, because it does piss me off. And it's there's no worse than being sung happy birthday to.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah. Oh, that is...
I'm going to expand it a little bit, actually. And there's no worse than... I mean, we've talked about weddings.
Yeah.
Or we're going to talk about weddings. Like, we might have mentioned bits about... There's no
like
worse
parties
than having
and stuff.
Speeches aimed at you as well. Like, at my 21st, yeah. I managed to avoid being sung happy birthday to because I hid the cake. And I'm not kidding either. I actually hid. My mum and dad, I love them, bless them. But they were like, I know it's your 21st, but we're celebrating having you as well. This is a celebration for us too. You're our daughter. Blah.
Oh, don't be a thunder stealer.
I were literally like, and they know I can't stand being sung happy birthday too, but they still bought a cake and, you know, I found yeah. it and hid it.
Did you realise? That so, is so funny.
And then when my mum were looking for it, she fell out with me very briefly. She made friends after, but I was like... I was like, no. Nope. Sorry, this is the one thing I've asked her not to do.
I'm gonna get one of those like telegram things for your birthday and like send it to your house. It's like happy birthday for all of us to you. And it's like gonna be really cheesy and like,
can you just do it for me?
Oh my god, yeah, I'll love that.
See, I'd actually enjoy that if it was just you
really?
That showed up dressed up.
Right,
and
I'm gonna do that
to me.
There you go.
That'd be fine.
That is gonna be next year's.
It's just
gift.
Me and you as well, then, so I'd just laugh. It's when other people are staring at you along with it. I think
yeah.
that's what part of what it is.
Birthday to you.
You fucking hell, you're gonna kill me. You couldn't see her face then, but she looked like a killer.
Again, I've been watching too much drama.
But yeah, like, I think it's the everyone looking at you, expecting, yeah. and you're like, how,
what
you start
do
questioning
you do?
What you're doing with yourself. You start, like, messing with your hands. Or like, how do I normally stand?
Yeah.
What do I normally do? Like,
where does my tongue sit in my mouth?
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to look. Like, what do I do?
Do you smile? Do you sing along?
Join
is that
in.
Vain?
Yeah, happy birthday to me.
Or do you do the whole, like, pretend you don't know it's coming and be like, oh, thank you. Oh, guys, what are you doing?
Stop it. I'm not an emotional person either. So on my 21st, my dad made a speech. And we'd got this quiz thing. And I just... It was so awkward. I was just like, can I have everyone's attention, please? I was like, just carry on doing this quiz. And everyone were looking at him except me that had my face to the desk, at the table, doing this quiz. I was like, leave me alone. And the thing is, my dad's a crier, isn't he? So we had tears in his eyes making this lovely speech. And I just was so awkward.
Just like, cheers,
I'm
Dad.
Not a crier. I'm not an emotional person. I don't like that kind of thing at all. So I was like...
See, I'm a crier, but like not at things that make me feel awkward.
Yeah.
Like I will cry at like John Lewis adverts and I will cry at like... just on a Tuesday morning, you know.
Well, you had like a lovely moment when you came downstairs in your wedding dress and your dad saw you. You had a little moment. And that was nice. I mean, I don't think I will do that because it's just not in me. But I don't think people are bad for being like that.
Yeah.
And people that like, you know, like my friend Natalie, her dad doing his speech at her wedding was a big deal for her and she really wanted him to do it. And he really wanted to do it. That's fine. No wrong with that if it's someone else.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. I will shrivel up. I'd want the ground to swallow me. I'd just be like...
Yeah. I don't like... I know what you mean about speeches being aimed at you. Even at my wedding, I was like, ugh. Like, it's just awkward.
Yeah, you feel a bit...
Everyone's looking at you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and the happy birthday thing is linked to it. Like, everybody singing to you. You just...
Or being
I just don't know what to do.
Serenaded. I don't think I've... Have I ever been serenaded? But like, oh, just... That is just ultimate cringe. If like someone sang... to me, like, romantically,
yeah,
I think I would die inside.
Yeah, same.
I would vom.
Absolutely.
And then
same.
I would die inside.
I don't think I would. Do you know what? If it was just me and him, I'm saying him because this is a hypothetical thing because there's no way Scott would ever do this. But yeah, hypothetically, if it was just me and my partner had a good voice and like played guitar or whatever, and it was just me and him alone at home, and we had a private moment. It wouldn't bother me. I quite like private romantic moments. It wouldn't bother me.
Oh, but PDAs.
No, if it was in front of my family or in front of the public, I couldn't stand it.
So
it's silly. It's like if it's not. Oh, serious,
if it's silly, yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure I serenaded you at the karaoke and you did me too.
Oh yeah, 100%. So we always serenade totally each other. That's
but,
different.
Yeah, but that is a different situation.
You're it's because we love each laughing. Other more than we love Scott and Luke. That's
pretty
like,
much,
they
yeah.
know that. But I was going to say something about serenading. No, it's gone. I'll remember it for another episode. But yeah, being serenaded out, being
absolutely.
Sang out. Vile.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
Are we done?
We're done. That's
Yay!
It. End of.
Episode one.
Down the drain.
That makes it sound like it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Well, that went down the drain.
Oh, I just hit my head again. I need to stop hitting the microphone. This episode just got me so, like,
fired banging
up.
The microphone, yeah. Nutting the microphone every 2 minutes.
Oh, so, yeah, it's like...
Episode one, tick. Completed
tick,
it, mate.
But it is the end of Anything Goes.
Oh, yeah.
So we hope that...
Oh, bye.
Myself, don't want to be. No, we're not going to do it. We've already sang too much this episode.
It's a hard song that I'll like. I'm not going to embarrass
myself.
Yeah, we're
myself. Like,
shall
we
even
do
it? It in a jokey way? I'm not going to try.
I could see that you were looking at me and we were like, shall we? No.
Not that one.
Are we ready?
Busted,
for
maybe.
Yeah.
Not that
new
one.
New Busted. Well, new Britney.
Yeah, we're
like,
not. We're not going to try that.
But yeah, so... Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for coming back.
If you have.
Yeah.
I hope we've not lost any listeners, you know. I hope everyone's happy to see us again and they're not like, fucking hell, they're back.
Oh, God, they're doing another. Have they managed to get another season? Jesus.
We ask ourselves that every time. Haven't
they ran out of
That's
topics?
How we feel.
Yes, we have. We've ran out. We ran out last season.
We're recycling them. No,
so,
we've said this many times. We're definitely getting a guest on this time because we've booked her in.
We've booked her in. We're not going to say who,
but
we've
she's
booked her in. She's booked in. She's really cool. So watch this space, guys, mm-hmm. and watch out for the next, this, you know, this season, the next few episodes where we fit in a little bit of Anything Goes.
Yeah.
To keep it alive.
Mm-hmm.
And something, a more positive ending to a season.
Yeah.
Is all we'll say.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to end it. Yeah. Social media, did not forget.
I did.
So if you want to drop us a little cheeky email, you know, it's notworsepodcast@gmail.com.
And Instagram is @notworsepodcast. Don't bother with Facebook. We're probably going to delete it because we can't be arsed with it. We don't really.
By the time you're listening to this, literally, it will already be deleted. Yeah. So, in fact, I'm doing it right this second. literally, Instagram, Gmail.
Or if you want just the odd little snippet, we
just
do have
pop
TikTok.
Pop by for a cup of tea.
We have TikTok still.
Yeah, so we do.
A few sound bites will be on there to peruse.
Yeah. And that's it.
Basically, we're hoping they just pop up on your For You page just to remind you of it every so often.
Like, oh, fuck's sake, what are they doing here? Right. That note, we are going to sign off. And
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry as well. We're going out in a bit for some food.
We're going to catch up on Strictly, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Have some pasta.
Oh, I could eat some pasta.
Mm. I'm doing a cop-out meal, mushroom. Spaghetti, tinned tomatoes, and bacon.
That sounds quite nice, actually. Sorry, I've still got the episode going. We've not said bye.
Oh, right.
This is all me and Molly do after the episode.
So, what you have for tea?
Right, we'll end this and then we can carry on talking about food. Tea and food. All right, see you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.